All right, breaking news. Tennessee and Washington are going to play in 2029 and 2030.
Yeah! I mean, we got to tell the afternoon guys, their show might not start in time.
Derailed.
Yeah.
Instant analysis.
Mm-hmm. Let me see who gets the home game first.
I believe it is
Rocky Top.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
In Knoxville.
First ever meeting.
First ever game between the Vols and the Huskies. Wow.
This has big implications in the junior high football circuit.
Are we in that season already? Are we in the adding game? Because what did Nebraska do last year? They did who got added last year? Oklahoma State, right? It was I think it's Oklahoma State in 2030. Maybe even after 2030. The problem is there's just not enough. There's not very many spots for these games. You want to have a couple bye games, a couple easy wins, and then you got kind of one spot for a non-con, home and home. Or some teams don't even want to do that anymore.
Nebraska will play at Oklahoma State on Saturday, September 15th, 2035. That is in 13
That's even further.
Years.
2035.
Quick math on that. Kids are in kindergarten right now, yes?
Yeah. Yep. When will 2035 seem close?
Never.
Never. I don't think it's... I think the answer is never. That's actually the correct answer.
The two teams play in Lincoln in 2034.
That one's right around the corner. You got to prepare for that one.
Ooh, Arizona in 30-31?
If there's 30-31? Oh, no.
Well, 30 and 31.
Oh, okay.
South Dakota State and Oklahoma in 30. I'm sorry. No Arizona on the schedule in 30.
Mm. Who will be Nebraska's coach in 2031? You could only dream.
Arizona is 28 and 31.
28 and 31.
2028 is filling up quick for the Huskers.
Okay, who we got?
UTEP, South Dakota State, and Arizona.
That's basically already done then.
That's 3-0.
Yeah, we're just waiting for the Big Ten schedule at this point. Yeah. If there was one thing that was kind of proven in the pandemic year, or the pandemic years, I suppose, is that we can kind of do this and it doesn't have to be 14 years in advance. We can kind of change the games and change the locations of the games, and it doesn't really matter all that much. People will adjust. But for whatever reason, this is just a thing in college football. We have to we schedule these games 15 years in advance.
I can kind of see for, marquee programs where, clearly that's a money game, Nebraska-USC. Yeah, set that up 10 years in advance because that's a money thing. Oklahoma State-Nebraska... That
doesn't
make anyone's wallet
years.
Wallet fatter?
Doesn't no. need to be 15 years.
Tennessee, Washington making anybody rich?
Yeah. It's two Power 5 programs, I guess.
I guess.
Kind of it. How about this, Josh? According to Adam Schefter.
Schefty.
Titans running back Derrick Henry passes test with contact practice.
It's all coming together. Healthy for the first time all year.
There wasn't much of a doubt that he was going to go this weekend.
He's going to at least give it a go.
But this was the last, maybe one of the final hurdles to get over. So it sounds like he's practicing pretty much as a full participant and ready to roll.
That is great news.
Bad news for the rest of the AFC.
Yeah.
Watch out for the Titans. Bad news for Zach Taylor.
A rested Derrick Henry.
Not that the rest really matters to him because he runs the same either way.
Yeah, he's got good stamina. Yeah. He doesn't fall off on the back end of seasons.
But it is nice to have that in your back pocket. Oh, yeah, by the way, he hasn't been running over people in about 6 weeks now.
He's rested and motivated to show you how not broken he is.
Yep.
And
scary.
They're going to need him to play keep away from that Bengals offense that I am terrified of.
Okay, speaking of, this is a good segue. Wow. Oh, no. Amazing Daniel tweets in, when will 2035 seem close when you realize it's closer to now than 2008 is?
Look, Daniel, I'm a fan.
I don't like that.
But
that's not.
You don't need to be dropping facts like that.
Yeah, not something I needed to hear today.
No, thank you.
What? Are you sure 2008 wasn't 2 years ago?
Yeah, that was like last week.
In my head, it's always like 2010. All right. So good segue into this NFL thing. Joe Burrow, we're getting to know Joe Burrow. We've known Joe Burrow a little bit over the last couple of years. And one thing that we have come to understand about Joe Burrow is that he's an awfully confident guy. His quote after the game on Sunday, with a very straight face, you know, and only the way that Joe Burrow can. Sometimes he'll give you like a side smile, or a wink, like he's kind of in on the joke. But sometimes he's dead serious.
He does not emote a lot in press conferences.
No, he does not. He doesn't emote a lot in general. So here's the quote. I think the fans were very excited, but I tried to downplay it all because that's how it's going to be from here on out. It was a great win for us, but this is the standard, the bare minimum every year going forward. And I get that sentiment, like the whole this is the standard thing. Like, sure. But if you isolate the this is how it's going to be, he's basically saying, get ready, America. I'm here. You know, this isn't going anywhere anytime soon.
I'm here. Yeah, there's supposed to be this much pressure on me at this point in the season because we're hopefully still playing football.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if we lose, yeah, they'll roast me. I get it.
So here's my thing, and this is part of the reason that I don't know. The thing that scares me about Burrow is that, yes, he's had to overcome some things. Obviously, he didn't win the starting job at Ohio State, but he went to LSU. He walked into – and I don't want to take any credit away from him, but I'm going to explain this. He went to LSU. He walked into a situation where there's a whole bunch of NFL guys around him. And like the perfect storm of, in his second year at LSU, like the perfect storm of circumstances it had to take for him to win the national championship and win it convincingly and then be the number one pick, end up in a situation where, you know, the Bengals have grown a lot now over the last 2 years, and maybe they hit this epic run in this year's playoffs. I wouldn't put it past him. Like it's possible. But here's what I'll say. Someday, things aren't going to go right for Joe Burrow. Someday, he will have to face some sort of adversity. I don't know when it is. He seems to have a very charmed situation right now, very charmed life. But someday, things aren't going to go right for him. And he's going to hear about it. You know, like we're in that kind of honeymoon stage with him right now, and he's awesome, right? Like, yeah. And the broadcasters are gushing about him, and it's like, man, I don't know that I'd take this guy, I'd take anybody else in the league over this guy just to start a franchise. Like, that's the conversation around Joe Burrow right
absolutely.
Now. Absolutely. And they're a young upstart team, and like they're almost in the same kind of, they're approaching the same zone that the Chiefs were in the year that Mahomes took him to the Super Bowl for the first time.
Yeah.
Like, they're approaching that zone. It's not always going to be like this. Like, this is an old man take, kind of. But you had a long career. You got a lot of stuff to accomplish. And, you know, you're not going to go to the playoffs every year. And you're not going to be a Super Bowl contender every year. So that's something that I don't know that he's had to deal with really in his life.
Certainly not in a long time.
No. So I would just caution people on that one.
The team that eliminates the Bengals from the playoffs.
Going to have some fun.
They're going to smoke a lot of cigars, right?
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Going to have some fun. Yeah. I would do the same.
Yeah. they're going to go to their local pub and hand out beers.
Uh-huh. And for your sake, I hope it's the Tennessee Titans.
I want Mike Vrabel to make good on his promises.
No.
And all that that implies.
You don't want that.
I don't want that for him.
Is that still valid?
I want what it means.
Is that still valid, by the way?
He has significantly walked that back.
Okay, good.
In years past.
Yeah.
It felt
like a one-time thing.
It did. I'm sure there will be people on Twitter holding him to it.
Yeah. I'm glad he's walked it back a little bit. Anyway,
sure his wife is too.
Think about that for the future. It's not always gonna be it's not going to be all roses for Joe Burrow. And I'm genuinely curious to see what happens when it's not. Because I think he's really in this kind of honeymoon stage with everyone. With his team, with his teammates, with his coaches, with his city, and with the NFL, with the way the NFL views him. All right, we'll take a break. Couple more things before we get to Parker Gabriel here in just a little bit. Up next on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.